T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Redskins Eagles Monday Night Football. Washington falls to 1-8 in its last 9 Monday night games. As we welcome you back on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan, we appreciate you sharing a miserable Tuesday with us.
Indeed,
we don't love these. These are not as fun to do. Redskins wide receiver and tight end snaps last night. Jamison Crowder 54 plays. Crowder had 58 plays. Doxson had 54. Pryor had 30. Ryan Grant had 26. Here's something I didn't think I would say. I would flip that. Ryan Grant should get the third most plays and then Pryor the fourth most. Again, I'm not going to not use Pryor. I'm just going to basically use him for the one thing he can do. Jordan Reed seems to be getting healthier. 50 snaps last night. Davis, 29. Paul, 9.
Jordan, 22 snaps from the slot, according to RotoWire last night.
Yeah, a lot of receiver work. You're right.
So I want that. Less of him on the line blocking defensive ends and more of him in the slot.
Running back snaps last night. Thompson, believe it or not, 37. Kelly, 27. Samaje Perine did not touch the field.
Snapless.
Neither did Mac Brown, which isn't particularly surprising. The Monday night numbers, 2-13 in their last 15. 4-18 in their last 22, 5-21 in their last 26, 6-23 in their last 29.
Good Lord. Monday Night Football and the Redskins, not friends.
Please never play on Monday night again.
1 o'clock, full circuit.
Go.
Let's see what Ted's talking about here. Oh, I think he's done talking.
Ted, what's up?
In Bethesda, what's good?
Hey, guys. I enjoyed listening to the calls, but it's all for naught. You need to take the broader perspective, which is, this is a clearly dysfunctional organization. You've got Bruce, who never should be dealing with personnel. You've got Cousins, who's only got one foot in here and doesn't want to take risks. You've got Gruden, who knows that any head coach is tenuous. A rational organization would have said, this isn't our World Series year. We're not going to any of those. I'm just using that term.
Right.
So let's just develop players. And if we lose, that's good, too, because we'll get a higher draft pick. But don't expect them to ever be rational. Ever.
Appreciate you. Thanks for the call. I think they're good enough to compete, as evidenced by the fact, had they won last night, they're 4-2. They've had winning records the last 2 years, and they're very much in the thick of the postseason race. Had they have beaten Philly last evening, they would qualify for the playoffs if they started today.
Yeah, if Josh Doxson holds onto the ball in the end zone, where he has two hands on it and 2 feet down.
There's no reason to punt on this year before it started. So I don't think they're as far away as it sounds like you do. I think some of the dysfunction in the front office that you mentioned is correct. I know that a lot of guys at Redskins Park, who I think are pretty good at their jobs, took great offense to the analysis, the commentary of the media and the fans about how much the loss of Scott McLuhan would mean and the fact that, you know, he got way too much credit the last 2 years. Well, you won. You had a winning record the 2 years he was here. If you don't have a winning record this year and you're just chalking it up to some coincidence, that's going to be a harder case to make.
You bet on yourself. A lot of people did in that building. Everybody got a new shiny office, more money, and a fancier title. And that's fine if you believe that you're right, but you better be right.
Sean's in Fairfax on the Fan. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Sean?
Going back to Terrell Pryor's, you know, I guess, lack of production or no production. You know, I'm looking at his stat line here. The guy has one reception in the red zone this year for 4 yards. You know, he's not saying he deserves the look there, but the guy hasn't, you know, been able to prove himself as a reliable target prior to the red zone. Getting down to the red zone, if we ever get there, you know, the guy just, he doesn't have the confidence of the quarterback. Not saying that there's a better option, but you saw last night when Reed's healthy, he's the go-to guy. And, you know, to keep him out there in a position where, A, he probably isn't going to run the route that well, and then B, is he even going to be open? Period. You know, why keep the guy on the field? Put someone else out there that can, you know, hopefully get the job done.
Appreciate you. The only reason you'd give him more run and opportunity is that he has speed and the ability to separate in a way that other Redskins receivers don't. And that's the one reason why you would give him that chance. But I agree with your point wholeheartedly, which is he's done nothing to earn that chance. You're just giving it to him based on upside.
Yeah, to me, Jordan Reed has earned red zone targets over the course of his career.
Of course.
Feed him, please.
Damian in Mitchellville. And I would, by the way, say that Josh Doctson, big catch in a small window last week, has earned red zone targets. Damian, what's up?
Hey, thanks for having me on, fellas. I just need us to get to, you know what, it's a process. I like what Gruden's doing. You've got the team on the right track. I like what Cousins is doing. I think he's the best quarterback for the situation. But what I'm hearing, I heard the Junkies talk about some things earlier, like Gruden's going to call in Cousins and say, get ready for a 350, 400-yard passing day. That doesn't guarantee a win. Where Kurt's ranked in the top, you know, in quarterback percentage, QBR, that doesn't translate into a win. You got to stop selling, looking for this moral victories all over the place and get real on the field victories. That's how the team's going to advance. And that's the type of reporting we need to do. I know it's talk radio.
Well, let me ask you a question, Damian.
Yes, for sure.
Basically, what you're saying is we should evaluate quarterbacks based on wins and losses and not stats.
Well, I'm just talking about evaluate the Redskins. Because a lot of quarterbacks that end up in those top 5 and 10 lists are playoff winning, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. That doesn't translate well into the Redskins situation. So that's all I'm saying. We need to graduate from talking about where Cousins ranks in terms of average
yards. I think I might get what you're saying.
How about wins and losses, buddy? That's what we need, man.
But Damian,
how is Kirk Cousins translating into wins and losses? For sure. Yes.
Thank you. My question is, are you saying we're past discussing Kirk Cousins as to whether or not he should get a deal, whether he deserves to be here, all that, and you're saying let's just talk about the team more broadly, or are you saying
Cousins needs to win and lose? I think he's the best quarterback for this team.
I got you. I actually think that's a good point. I say this all the time. I would love to be in a place where we're not constantly debating Cousins because I think he's done enough to now prove he's not the problem. If you watched that game last night, really, other than maybe the Week 1 Eagles game where he made it hard for them to win with the interception he threw in a performance where he wasn't sharp, and for whatever reason, he's gotten off to slow starts each of the last couple years. Really, 3 straight years, you can make the case, with that game against the Dolphins he had. But I'm at a point where I now know, as I watch this team, he's going to give them a good chance to win. What are the other storylines? You can't watch last night and say that he was a big factor other than a positive one in helping them stay in the game.
But maybe I misunderstood the point, but I think what I got out of it was I do disagree. The idea that we're not going to evaluate how people played in the game. He said, let's graduate to just talking about wins and losses. You got Google for that. I can tell you what the record is, and so can you. We're here to go to the next level.
So am I misunderstanding what he was saying?
I think everyone did. Either I'm confused, you're confused, he's confused. I know the beeping wasn't confused in the background, and that happened a bunch.
So
if he's saying, let's talk about wins and losses. That doesn't, you know, that's all we really care about. Well, of course we do, but we got to build a pyramid here.
But I'm giving my guy some credit. I don't think he was doing the QB wins and losses thing.
He was not doing that.
Okay. So he was doing a team wins and losses thing, which is also stupid. But I think his point was, and maybe I'm giving him too much credit, I thought his point was just, why do we always have to talk about Kirk Cousins? Why can't we talk about the team more broadly? Maybe that's not what he was saying.
The don't talk about Kirk Cousins part, yeah, because he said, I like him. He's doing well. But the stats don't necessarily translate into wins. That's totally fair. Let's keep going. That's why we like to talk about what individuals did and what can you control.
Yeah, if you want to talk wins and losses, look up the standings. Send me your email, and I'll email you the NFL.com standings every week. We like to do a little bit more than that.
Very accessible.
Kirk Cousins was on the show earlier today. You may have missed him. It was this morning. We will re-rack that for you next. If you missed the starting quarterback of the Redskins exclusively on Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. You'll hear him in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.